ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एथ कैंटो 16 चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 7। गृहेषु येष्व अतिथ्यो नार्चिता सलिलैरपि यदि निर्यान्ति ते नूनम् पेरुराज गृहोपमः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। होम्स फ्रॉम विच गेस्ट गो अवे विदाउट हैविंग बीन रिसीव्ड इवन विद एन ऑफरिंग ऑफ लिटिल वाटर आर लाइक दोज होल्स इन द फील्ड which are the homes of jackals. Purport. In a field, there may be holes made by snakes and mice. But when there are very big holes, we suppose that jackals live there. Certainly, nobody goes to take shelter in such homes. Thus, the homes of human beings, where atithis or uninvited guests are not properly received, are like the homes of jackals. So, this is a continuation of the subject which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was speaking on Sunday morning class about the duties of a householder in regard to guests, both invited and uninvited. Such a beautiful class Maharaj was giving that day. I was meditating on it, and just that day it happened to be that the next day I had gone to meet Maharaj, and some Chinese devotees from China, they were about to leave, and they came to see Maharaj, and Maharaj was talking to them for almost 20 minutes, and then he personally was taking out from his cupboard photos, laminations of Radha Gopinath and some prasad, Tirupati prasad, and some other prasad, and personally giving to each person gifts. Like, so I was telling Maharaj and was thinking that not only Maharaj was speaking in the class, but he was living up to it. Because sometimes we think that these duties of hospitality is only for a grihastha. So I am a brahmachari, a sannyasi. So I'm always on the receiving side, very fortunate. So, dadati prati grihnati means, first dadati comes and then prati grihnati. Dadati means giving and prati grihnati means receiving. So everybody is eager to receive. It's natural if somebody announces that there's a feast sponsored by somebody, we don't even care who it is as long as the prasad is good. We are eager to except prasad. That's one of the six items, very easy out of all the six items. But actually we should be eager to serve also. The mood of service is so vital in Krishna consciousness. Again, in the lecture when some devotees on 27th, they were taking initiation, Maharaj was explaining how actually service attitude is connected to the holy name, chanting of the holy name. So we see how in Krishna consciousness everything is related. It's like you cannot have one thing without the other. Like half hen logic. You know that famous story of a farmer who had a hen, and that hen was giving golden eggs. So the farmer was thinking that the eggs, I get the eggs from behind and I have to feed from the mouth. So maybe if I cut the hen into two parts, then I don't have to feed him. So obviously when he cut the hen, there are no more eggs. So devotee has to understand that how everything in Krishna consciousness is very intimately related. Of course the holy name is the essence of Yuga Dharma. But unless one has this service attitude, one cannot chant the holy name properly, feelingly. The principle which Maharaj was so beautifully explaining the other day, I am simply chewing his remnants, trying to repeat what we heard. Maharaj explaining the principle is that everything belongs to God. and God is in the heart of every living being. These were the sentences Maharaj was saying. Everything belongs to God, and God is in the heart of every living being. So everybody who is coming in front of me, he's God is in his heart. So by offering to him, I am offering to God what belongs to God. The Shastras say like that Atito Deva Bhava. In fact, it said that you must treat the Atiti just like Lord Narayan. Now that Atiti may be a rascal also. He may be a person who is not following principles. But if he just comes to you, because, you know, he may not be following principles, but the Lord in his heart, he is following. There's no principles for the Lord. So all respect, all worship, all offerings are ultimately for Krishna. Sarvabhuteshu ya pashyet. One who sees that Krishna is within the heart of every living being, he can chant Hare Krishna constantly. Chanting Hare Krishna constantly, again, yesterday Maharaj was telling in the initiation lecture that 16 rounds is only minimum. And devotee should try to chant constantly. Hanuman was constantly chanting Ram's name. So that constant chanting is not simply a matter of mechanical remembrance. It's not that, you know, somehow we just train ourselves to move our tongue. This is a very nice point explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He says the holy name is actually descending from the spiritual world. Golokera prema dhana harinama sankirtana. So, when somebody whose heart is filled with service attitude, when he chants, then the holy name descends. The holy name, the Lord in the heart who makes the nervous system move. And then that name, that Shuddha Naam, appears. So, it's not simply moving of the lips. Like Namakshar hai, Krishna nahi hai. Anybody can move the lips. But Krishna may not appear. Unless one has that service attitude. In one very, about 10-15 years old lecture, Maharaj was explaining. He was talking about his old days in Barsana when, you know, he was staying in Barsana and some of the Brijabasis, they would fill up water and go to the mountain, Man Mandir, you know. So Maharaj was saying that these devotees, because they had this service attitude, so that service attitude to Srimati Radharani, so when they chant Radhe Radhe or Hare Krishna, then Radha and Krishna are manifesting themselves. So many times people think it's very cheap, like Radhe Radhe, Chale Aayenge Bihari, you know, they sing Radhe Radhe. It's not simply of the uttering the syllables, but that proper consciousness. Actually, anybody who comes before us to accept our service, we should be so grateful. Like in all the initiations which you witnessed during the last week, every time Maharaj was giving initiation, so he was saying, we would like to gratefully give you the name so-and-so Das, so-and-so Das. Obviously, it's the disciple who should be grateful for receiving the mercy. So, but the spiritual master is thinking that I am grateful to this soul because he or she is giving me a chance to serve Prabhupada. So this devotee who is coming forward, he is engaging me in the service of my spiritual master. That is a very high level of consciousness where the spiritual master thinks that I am a servant of the disciples. And it is exemplified by our great Acharya Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Even his disciples, they would bow down to him. So he would reply, Dasosmi, I am a servant. I am your servant. Now many times we say Dasosmi. But if somebody says you do this, he says, Are tere baap ka naukar nahi hai. I am not your servant. You know, kya samajh raha hai, naukar samjhai. We really don't like to. we may say Dasosmi, we may sign also your servant. But actually, to become a servant of the servant is the perfection of life. It is more than attaining Nobel Prize. You can do some research work and get PhD. Or you do, or somebody else does, doesn't matter. You may get PhD. you may get even Nobel Laureate Prize or Padma Ratna or Padma Shri or whatever, you know. But actually the real Nobel Prize is to be the servant of the servant. And that anybody can potentially do it. In fact, it's easier for devotees on the lower rung, like in the managerial sense, in the sense of seniority, those who are junior, for them it's relatively easy in the beginning stages also. The tendency is that when you become a little advanced, quote unquote advanced, that is senior, we think, it becomes difficult to develop that service attitude. But in one nice lecture, Maharaj was explaining that real seniority means Trinadapi Sunichena. This is a real sense of seniority. So I was just talking with Govind Prabhu just 2 days back, and I was telling him that maybe you can recommend my name for first initiation also. So he laughed. He said, at least you are qualified. I'm not even qualified for first initiation. So I could see how Govind Prabhu was, you know, being in association of Maharaj, was developing this quality that I'm not even qualified. Actually, a disciple should never think I'm qualified. This is the mercy of the spiritual master. Becoming disciple means becoming a beggar. If somebody has a, you know, big sign here saying qualified beggar, beggar with so and so alphabets in front of it, like some degree. A beggar means a beggar. Also, we noticed when you were celebrating Maharaj's Vyas Puja in August Kranti Maidan, the conclusion Maharaj was speaking, said, I was like a barefoot beggar. You remember he was saying this. I was a barefoot beggar and I met Prabhupada. And that's my aspiration, that to be a barefoot beggar. To have no possessions, akinchan. It's amazing that the most precious thing is available to those who want nothing. one who is willing to become a beggar, like one devotee was saying about Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, that from a banker he became a beggar. Being a big banker in Standard Chartered, now he became a beggar. So becoming a beggar is actually the goal of life. To feel that I have no possessions, I have nothing. Nothing. Nothing is mine. Actually, nothing is yours, that's true. But just to understand this, I was thinking about how, you know, I was reading this Maharaj's book, Journey Home, and there he explained how he, to get the Krishna book, he was begging few paisas from those who were driving car, stopping at the traffic lights. Because I also came into contact with Prabhupada quite early, not that early, but around 77, and when, because I was visiting the temple, this beautiful Krishna book, which was printed at that time in Japan, Dai Nippon printing, that silver jacket one. One of the devotees who was a friend, he had given me. I just got it like this. He just gave it. I didn't pay, I didn't beg. So I never really took it that of that importance. It was in my home, it's still lying in where my mother stays. But Maharaj was begging for it. Begging. And something comes just like this, then you don't feel of it of great value. But when you hanker for something, then you yearn for something, then you realize the importance. That's why Krishna prem is not easily available. Krishna doesn't just give like this, that, okay, you know, 30th you are initiated, 31st you get ecstasy, and next week you get love for God, and it doesn't work like this usually. It can happen in a very exceptional case. But generally, this process of developing love is the process of becoming a good beggar. And this is a common theme of all the great saints. The great saints are those who think that Amito Kangal. Kangal doesn't mean billionaire or billionaire. Kangal means that beggar. I have nothing. I have nothing. Not only I have nothing in material terms, in spiritual terms also I have nothing. I am nothing. You read the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is a great personality, materially also, in the British government, magistrate. But how his heart is revealed in these songs, he says, I am nothing. Amara jivana sada paparat, nahiko punyera lesh. I have no good qualities. Shakti buddhi hina, ami ati dina. I do not have anything. I do not have material qualification, shakti, buddhi, no intelligence, and no good qualities. I am always filled with lust and greed. You know. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not just writing it, he's publishing it also. He's not ashamed, what will people think of me? You know, everybody in public, what will they think of me? He's just expressing his honest heart. That nothing is mine. So one should just be a beggar. Beg Krishna. And then later on, if Krishna gives facilities also, the mood is the same. I was thinking about Maharaj that sometime he had to go and, you know, beg from, you know, people for a few paisas to buy Krishna book. But now by Krishna's mercy, he has facility, can go in a car, in a nice Innova car. But that is also for what? For what purpose? Beg people to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So devotee is eternally a beggar. We beg Krishna from the spiritual master. We beg Krishna's mercy from the Vaishnavas. And then when we preach, we are begging people to accept that mercy. So either way, we are beggars. We are always beggars. The greatest of the spiritual personalities, they just claim to be a bhikshuk. Our divine founder Acharya, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he wrote that beautiful poem, Bodo Kripa Kainu Krishna Adhamera Prati Kila. So he writes in that beautiful poem, and then after that beautiful poem he says, Nachao, Nachao, make me dance. And then he concludes by saying, your insignificant beggar. That's how Prabhupada felt himself to be. Your insignificant beggar. So to be in this consciousness that yes, I'm simply a beggar. Even if I'm giving, somebody may be in the position of giving donations to help the temple, or even that should be in the mood, I'm a beggar. I'm begging for the opportunity to give something. I'm begging for the opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. I'm begging for the opportunity to distribute Prabhupada's books. Like Maharaj is explaining that we should be grateful to a person who accepts the books, that is giving me a chance to serve. We should also be grateful to those who don't accept the book also. Sometimes when you're distributing books, if somebody doesn't accept, we just feel like maybe, you know, I should just punch him, he wasted my time so much and I could have done something. But he has helped me become humble. Actually, we should be very grateful to those who mistreat us more than to those who treat us nicely. Because if they treat us nicely, they are being kind to us and they are encouraging us, you know, just so that we can continue, we may not give up. But those who are cruel to us or harsh to us, they are actually teaching us Trinadapi Sunichen. Just like in every match, we have to have a practice ground. You have to practice. Every time somebody abuses us, mistreats us, he is bringing us closer to Krishna. Because how else will become Trinadapi Sunichen? Just by sitting and, you know, just sleeping, we will not become Trinadapi Sunichena. But when we go to serve Krishna, we go to distribute Krishna's mercy, and if you are mistreated, then that's a great blessing. And that's a great blessing, because then and only then we can practice the principles of humility. Simply reciting Trinadapi Sunichena is not so difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that to put it around like a string around the neck, that means to always practice it. So you should be very grateful that if this person is, he may be behaving in a way which is apparently improper, but actually he is purifying me. He is actually giving me a chance. And depending on what my reaction is, that shows how much I am advancing. Even if our reaction is not perfect, we may become angry mentally, but we may not physically react. So that means we have done about 25% work. Then, as we advance, we should come to that stage of bowing down to those who offend us. You know, actually touching the feet of thanking. thinking that this person is actually Krishna's instrument for my purification. Actually, he's so kind upon me. What my guru is teaching me, he is giving me a chance to practice it. That is theory and practice. So we should always be in that mood. That yes, let me just serve. Serve when service is palatable, and object and the person whom you are serving is like, we like that person, that is good. We should serve everybody, because everybody is a part of Krishna, and we like Krishna, so we like everybody. So specifically here, it is mentioned here that if somebody comes to your home and you do not even give water, then it is like the holes in the field. That home is like a hole. Because Prabhupada writes here that there are small holes and big holes. Snake and mice, they make small holes. And if there is a big hole, that means there must be a jackal staying there. So if the guests are not received properly, that home becomes like the home of jackal. It's not a very good place. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he was a grihastha, he exemplified this principle of hospitality to a perfect degree. Mahaprabhu behaved perfectly in all ashrams. And even when he was a grihastha, it is said that he was very careful to deal with the opposite sex in a very respectful manner. He would never talk. And if he saw some women coming, he would stop and give her way to go. He's very careful. And with his own wife also, Prabhupada says, he just joked once. Shashi Mata was asking, where is this thing? I can't find something in the home. So he said, maybe your daughter-in-law has taken. Something like this. That was the only joke. Pretty austere grihastha life also. So it is explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavata that Nimai was a topmost scholar with a crest jewel of all teachers. All the Mishra and the Bhattacharya and the Chakravarti, they would respect Nimai Pandit. And still, it is said that even the richest people in Navadvip, when they were going riding in their palanquins, they would see Nimai, they would bow down to him. They would get down of the palanquin and offer obeisances to the great Nimai Pandit. There was nobody in Navadvip who was not under his control. He was so powerful. And when Nimai would walk, he would walk with a gang of students. Like he was a pretty powerful, like in college, you know, some leaders are there who put their hand around somebody's neck and walk and, you know. The Nimai was, he sometimes devotees would call him, oh, crest jewel of arrogance. You know. Uddandera Shiromani. But at the same time, he was very generous. It is said, Navadvipe jara yata dharma karma kore bhojya vastra avashya pathai prabhu ghare. Whenever any resident of Navadvip would perform any pious activity, he would without fail first send some foodstuff and cloth to the Lord's home. And the Lord in turn, he would give gifts to the poor. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, especially for grihasthas, that one should give something. If some beggar comes and if you don't have any prasad, you should give little money. Because if you don't give anything, then become very hard-hearted. That's his policy. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said that whenever we meet a poor person, anna vastra kadi pata den. He would give either anna means rice, vastra means cloth, or kadi pata means money. Some money he would give. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes in the purport, the principle of magnanimity is the nature of a brahmana, while the principle of miserliness is the nature of non-brahmanas. So in order to exhibit the pastimes of an ideal grihastha, Nimai would donate rice, cloth, wealth to the poor and distressed. And he would satisfy all the guests. And sometimes, suddenly 10 or 20 sannyasis would come and the Lord would invite them for lunch. They would just come, atithi. Atithi, as Maharaj is explaining, means atithi means date. Atithi means no date. Suddenly somebody comes. Somebody calls in advance and says, I'm coming. That is not atithi. Atithi means literally atithi. Like one young devotee was recently married. He went to Prabhupada and asked, I've just got married. What is my duty? So Prabhupada said, you should cook nice prasad. After cooking an offering, you should go out of the home and call. Is there anybody hungry? If there's anybody who's hungry, you should feed him. And if there's anything left over, then you can have prasad. He was surprised. He couldn't really take it. After 15-20 minutes, he was walking with Prabhupada. Again he came and asked Prabhupada the same question. And Prabhupada said, I already told you. It's the duty of the householder. So in fact, it's not an easy thing to be an ideal householder. To have something, and if you don't have anything, then you know you don't have. But if you have everything, and then still think that everything belongs to God, and then be generous to give. It's a sign of advancement. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains here that many renounced sannyasis, they would come to Navadvip. So, not only what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serving the poor, but he was also serving the sannyasis of the fourth ashram. It is the duty of every householder to provide food and shelter to the sannyasis who travel all over the country for the benefit of the householders. Again, it is explained that the real purpose why sannyasi travels, that is also for the welfare of the householders. He is not traveling to find out at which home I will get some pizza or some favorite item. He is just going for enlightening people. Like Shukadeva Goswami, he would stay at the door of a person for as much time as was needed for milking a cow. And in that time he would give a Bhagavatam class. And then he would leave. So we find that all varnas and ashrams are geared towards selfless service. Everybody is thinking how I can serve the other ashram. And that's how there is unification. Because all the varnas and ashrams, they are united in the sense of trying to please Krishna. The Krishna has given me transcendental knowledge. Sannyasi is thinking like this, that Krishna has given me transcendental knowledge, let me distribute it. So he gives that knowledge. And Grihastha is thinking, Krishna has given me some money, so let me buy some bhoga and offer it to Krishna, distribute it. And Brahmachari is thinking, Krishna has given me some ability to do some deity worship, let me do it for the pleasure of the Lord. So everybody is thinking, I am a servant of the servant. So really, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha is not the identification of the soul. It is simply that to be the servant of the servant. That is the real identification. When Ishwara Puri first came to Navadvip, Advaita Acharya asked him, who you are? And Ishwara Puri replied, I am Shudradham. I am lower than a Shudra. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives a very elaborate purport, where he explains that actually this is the higher than being sannyasi or higher than being a brahmana is this qualification where a person thinks himself to be lower than the lowest. He was thinking that I'm the lowest. So he immediately sent somebody to tell his mother Shachi Devi that please arrange prasad because 20 sannyasis have come. Shachi Mata was surprised. Kudi sannyasira bhiksha haibe kemane. Kudi means 20. Now 20 sannyasis have come. It's one thing if you have cooked prasad and one or two extra people come, okay, it's all right. They cooked for three people because Shachi Devi and Lakshmi Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they didn't have any children. And suddenly 20 more come, it's more than 100, 400%, 500% more. So she was shocked and she was thinking, where will I get? Chintite. She was chintite, means she was thinking. And suddenly what happened? Kona jana sakala sambar ani dina. Somebody came and brought the rice and brought all the ingredients for cooking prasad by the will of the Lord. Then the wife of Lord Chaitanya, Lakshmi Devi, cooked and then offered with full satisfaction. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serving personally. And he bid them farewell. It is said that these sannyasis, they were not ordinary people. They were great people like Brahma, Shiva, Shukadeva, Narada. About them it is said, Swachanda Vihari. They travel according to their desire. They are not bound by any material rules. And they are completely beyond all limitations of traveling. They can go anywhere, anytime. So they would come to Navadvip knowing that Lakshmi and Narayan have appeared. That means Lord Gauranga and Lakshmi Priya have appeared. Just to accept alms from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would come in the form of beggars. Vrindavan Das Thakur says like this. He says, Anyatha sesthane jai bare shakti kara Brahma adi vina ki se anna pai ar. Otherwise, who has the power to visit the house of Lord Chaitanya, and who other personalities like Brahma can receive this foodstuff? So, in this way, the Lord served them personally. And he inquired about the needs of every one of his guests. Once in an offering to Shri Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I was in Mayapur, and during his disappearance day, and one devotee was explaining, Shri Tamal Krishna Maharaj, when he would invite some of his god brothers for prasad, and then he would actually find out what is the particular thing he likes, and he would have cooked that item for him. So Lord Chaitanya also, we see here, he was personally taking care of each of the guests. It's not like getting things done, but the mood of satisfying a person. So as Maharaj was explaining about guest receptions, important. It's actually, guest reception is very challenging service, because to satisfy each person's need, you know, not only in a physical sense, but in the sense of making them feel cared for. And Lord Chaitanya, he would inquire from each of the person. And he said, Grahasthera Mahaprabhu Shikhaina Dharma, Atitera Seva Grahasthera Mula Karma. What he was teaching is the foremost duty of the householder is to serve the guest. Atithi Seva, that is the foremost duty. And then, the next verse is related to today's verse. The next verse says, Grahastha Haya Atithi Seva Na Kore, Pashu Pakshi Haite Adham Boli Tare. If a householder does not serve the guest, he is considered to be lower than the birds and the beasts. So the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes the purports that those who are householders and who are attached to family life and do not take care of the guest properly and do not serve the wandering sannyasis, they are lower than the birds and the beast. Because it is explained that inferior animals, like the birds and the beast, they wander to gather their anna, their food. They search for their food. And they don't collect. The birds and the animals, they don't collect. Now, human beings are the highest social entities. They are obliged to follow the principles of varnashram. So if they are collecting and they are not willing to serve, then they are to be considered lower than the birds and the animals who are not collecting. So, this is a social duty of feeding the guest. If human beings transgress their duty, they will be considered then even lower than birds and the beast. And then the next point is also very important. He says, Jaravana take kichu purva drishta doshi. Because of impious activities, somebody may not have any resources. Generally, poverty is due to previous impious activities. If somebody doesn't have anything, Trina jala bhumi dekhi ba santoshi. He can give a trina. Trina means straw mat. Just a straw mat to sit. Jala means water, and bhumi, a place to lie down. Generally, this facility anybody can give. Even if you cannot give full prasad, at least give some water, some place to sit, some kind words. Often kind words have a great effect on the person's heart. Just a few harsh words can break relationship, and a few kind words can make relationship. Just that polite, gentle mood of speaking to a person. Like I remember hearing one lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and this was in Mayapur, at the time when the land had just been acquired and facilities were very limited, and devotees were having a lot of problems and mosquitoes. And then Prabhupada began his lecture by saying, so we have all come from all different places to this holy land of Mayapur. So you have to go. This is the holy place, never mind all the inconveniences. Like that, you know, just few words, and that would pacify. Even Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, observed in some 10 yatras, because no matter how best try to make arrangements, there will always be some shortcomings, because we are in this material world. Maj would say that, you know, that I am responsible for if there is any shortcoming. So that sense in a leader or in the householder to think oneself responsible, that makes the host, that makes the guest also feel comfortable. Yes, this person is trying to be kind, because the Lord is within the heart of everybody, especially devotees. The devotees are chanting, they are becoming purified, so they become more sensitive. You just can't make a show to devotees. If you are really wanting to serve, then the Paramatma in the heart indicates that yes, this person is wanting to serve, although he doesn't have facility. Or if you have a lot of facility, but your presentation is simply a show, then that is also evident. That's why Vrindavan Das Thakur says, you just give a straw mat, some water, and just that itself is enough. Trinad Bhumir Udakam Vak Chaturthi Vana Sunita is a word from Manu Samhita. In the house of pious people, there may be a scarcity of rice if they are poor, but a straw mat, water, resting place, and sweet words, they should be available for serving guests. You know, Trina means asan, Bhumi means resting place, Udaka means water, and Sunrita Vak, sweet words. These four items should be there. And if there's nothing more than these four, then he should apologize without duplicity. He should say, please take this water. I'm sorry, the prasad is not ready as yet. Hare Krishna, please. You know, I don't have the facility to cook here, but I'm very happy that you have come. You know. If the guest is Krishna conscious, he will understand. This is the principle. Without duplicity. That's important, duplicity. That there should be no duplicity. That's not that you're trying to make a show. Sometimes in the government offices, the government officials, they're meeting each other, they're having a dinner in honor of somebody, and they're just planning to attack the other country. You know, and the ambassador, they're inviting for dinner, and in the meanwhile, they're planning to bomb the country. So that is duplicity. So real service attitude means that heart, yes, I want to serve. I'm the servant. I want to please. All the guests were most fortunate because they received foodstuff directly from Lakshmi Narayan. And the foodstuff was so special that cooked by Lakshmi Devi. Jara anna brahmadira asi anuchana hena se adbhuta taha khai yeti jana. These foodstuffs were so wonderful that they were desired by even the demigods headed by Brahma. Yet now they were eaten by one and all. So, this is the behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From his personal example, he is teaching this principle of serving the guests. In conclusion, this song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Adhishtane Sarve Jive Jani, that knowing everybody's heart to be a place of residence for the Supreme Lord, one should offer respects to everybody and serve everybody. In the Bible, there is a saying like this, that as you have done, there's some, I don't remember the exact wordings, but it says that somebody who was, after leaving his body, he went and he was being told that you did not receive me nicely. God was speaking to him. He said, my Lord, how did I not treat you nicely? He said, as you have done to the least of my creatures, so you have done unto me. As you have done to the lowest of the person, that behavior is what we are doing towards God. I think it was one devotee was telling about one of our leading congregation devotees. He was saying that I judge a temple by how even the very poor or an insignificant person is treated. And the tendency is that in temple also, sometimes the person may think I should treat this person nicely because you know he is giving some donation. So even that service becomes with an expectation of return, maybe for the temple. But the highest principle is because Krishna is there in every living being's heart. So by serving this person, I am pleasing Krishna. I am pleasing Krishna. Like that story of Lord Shiva. When Prabhupada writes in the purport that story, the episode of Daksha and Lord Shiva. Daksha was upset that Lord Shiva did not get up to offer respects. But Prabhupada says that actually Lord Shiva was always offering respects. Lord Shiva was seeing Krishna in everybody. So we offer respect. Whenever you offer respects, it's not for the jiva, but the respect is for the Paramatma. So if one understands that Paramatma is in every living being, then we'll be always be offering obeisances. And we'll always be chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. And that's just a few days back, Tulnath Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was speaking just after the sannyas next day. He was talking to the brahmacharis and he was exhibiting this quality that the sannyasi also, he was reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. The sannyasi should not think that I am advanced. He should be offer obeisance. Then he was quoting from Sarvam Bhattacharya, conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam where it says that an advanced person is one who offers prostrated obeisances to even dogs, asses, and all living beings. Because seeing Paramatma within every living being. So this should be our principle of serving. That is, Krishna is within the heart of every living being. Let me serve every living being. And the highest service is to induce people to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Lochandas Thakur says, you know, Sonara Parvata Jena Dhuli Telota. Jare Dekhe Tare Kahe Dante Trina Dhari. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he is a supreme personality, he is Balaram. We heard yesterday from Maharaj how Balaram would become angry when Yamuna would not come. And Lakshman also would often become very angry. Lakshman would become often angry. He became angry when Bharat was coming to meet Lord Ramchandra. He was thinking he is coming to attack. So Lakshman and Balaram, they are Sakarodha. They become angry. But Nityananda Prabhu is Akarodha. He doesn't become angry. If somebody refuses to accept mercy, he would fall at the lotus, not lotus, feet of that person. And he would... He would fall at his feet and say, please chant Hare Krishna. So this is our mission. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Dante Trina, put a straw between your teeth, offer obeisance to the person, speak good words, and then when he is ready to receive the message, then say, give up your nonsense and surrender to Lord Gauranga by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I beg for this consciousness. I beg all of you that I can develop this consciousness. Any comments? Or Shyamananda Prabhu, comments? Any questions, sir? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Suppose we are living with some devotees person and some non-devotees. So we should serve all of them equally, or we should serve devotees so that non-devotee can see? Which one should be given preference?
You are living in the same room with devotees and non-devotees.
I mean, some are new. They are not in that mood.
Like, you have to be more specific. Like you have cooked some prasad. And you're asking whether I should only serve the devotees and not serve the devotees.
Something like that. Like which one should I give preference?
And we have the example of Srila Prabhupada. When he went to New York, he was cooking himself. And the people he was serving, I don't know whether they were devotees. They were not even following principles. Prabhupada actually serving. He was cooking for them. And many of them, they would come just when the bell was ringing for the offering. You know, I mean, of course, the offering was for the Lord, but that was their way of knowing. Prabhupada was serving them also. And it is said in the Madhavendra Puri story also, during that Anna, what is that ceremony? Anna Kututsav, that Madhavendra Puri, he would distribute to the Brahmins and to the Chandals also. Is that correct? He was distributing prasad to all. So as far as possible, he should try to serve prasad to all. Prabhupada said actually that in our temple it should be that anybody who comes anytime, there should be prasad available. There should be some atta, so at least you can cook some puris and, you know, serve. Anybody comes anytime. And somebody, I think, there's a question of Prabhupada that how is it practical. So Prabhupada said that Radharani is in charge of the kitchen. I don't remember the exact words. She will provide. The principle should be there. And most of all, if there's shortage, then we should fast. You know, if I have 4 chapatis and anyway I cannot eat, so I give 2 to others, that is not a big deal. But if I just have 1, and if somebody comes and I give it to him, I should be grateful because he is helping me come closer to... See, unless you become like Rantidev, you cannot go back to Godhead. That is for sure. You cannot go back to Godhead. Unless you are able to become like Dadichi or Rantidev or Vasudev, that consciousness should be there. That my every limb of the body is for serving others. Now, Maharaj told that for the purpose of serving, we may maintain our bodies. But we are maintaining our bodies just so that we can sacrifice our bodies to others in a different way. Every moment is avuti. Every moment is a sacrifice for helping others. So if we have that opportunity where there is some shortage and we sacrifice anything which is precious or at that time needy, it may be very simple, half a chapati, or then we should be very grateful that, yes, this person is so kind, he is helping me come closer to the highest level.
But Prabhu, we cannot, give everything to the other person. In terms of prasadam and hearing or giving holy name, glory.
Prasadam and holy name, yeah. That holy should name. Give to
everyone. Suppose he knows that he is giving everything. Some persons try to take advantage.
That you heard, Maharaj. Be practical and do the needful. It's a very specific thing. You have to see from situation to situation. But the principle is there. Let me suffer to give, to help others. That is our principle. Okay. Anything else? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.